Good morning. We continue with Maseches Maasos. We are in the first parak. We are up to Mishnah Zayin. We're discussing the halacha of at what point a food, which is a fruit or a vegetable, or any produce, which is chayiv in Maasos, would be aser for you to continue eating that fruit, even in Achilas Arai. And that means a temporary chance meal that you're just eating. And we're now up to discussing wine. The Mishnah says, Hayayin misha yikpe afal gitpisha kafa kerlet minagas al yoyna uminatina v'shaisa. Wine, the halacha is, it's considered a gemar malacha. Once you will strain off the top all the leftover sediment, the seeds from inside and the peel from outside, once you skim that off from the top of the fermenting process, that's considered a gemar malacha, and you cannot even eat an achilas ara anymore. You can't have a chance, merely a temporary snack. Rather, you'd have to take off ma'aser before doing that. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, even though you did that, still kailut bin agasu al-yonim and atzidah v'shaisa. You'd still have to take wine from the press, which is higher up, because it flows down from the press into this basin. You can still take from the press and from that pipe that carries it down to this basin. That's still considered to be mutter with an achilas aray. Hashemen, similarly with oil, misha yerid le'uka, when it goes down to the uka is also a similar basket that it flows from the press into this basket, into this perhaps called a trough, I don't know what it's called, but the place where the oil goes into, that is when it's considered a gmar malacha.
That thing that
it goes into is where it's considered a gmar malacha. The Mishnah says, alfa pisha yarad, even though it flowed down into this area, to this basin, neitel min ha'akel umibein hamama umibein ha'patzim. You can still go back to that pipe and to those boards that are used. They have these boards that they press down. And all that whole area of the press, you still have to go back there and eat from that, similar to wine, because what's left back in the press is not considered nigmar malachtai, and you're left to eat that temporarily as a snack without taking off meiser. V'neisein lechamta. Now, this just by way of introduction to this last part of the Mishnah. Once you cook something, it's considered to be a nigmar malachtai, and therefore is chayv and meiser even before you have a snack. So the Mishnah says, nevertheless, if you take this type of baked item, and they used to smear oil on it after it comes out of the oven to make it smooth, that's not considered cooking it, and therefore you can still do that and eat that loaf of bread without taking off meiser on the oil, because it's considered to be an achilas aray. L'tamchoy, put it onto a klisheni, into a plate, because klisheni, a second keli, which is not the keli that you cooked it in, rather you transferred the food from the pot that you cooked it in to another keli that's considered a tamchoy. You can put it there, because it's not going to cook in a klisheni. Avoloyitin l'kedera ulalafes klisheni rice, because you can't put it into a pot. An ilfis is also another type of pot. The halach is you can't put it in there klisheni rice. The Mishnah says rice, which means boiling, but I believe that it does not have to be roischin. It seems like also from the Rishonim, as long as it's yatzei lettuce by a kli rishon, as long as it's yatzei lettuce by is mevashel. So in the pot that you cooked it in, as long as it's still hot, if you would put it in there, it would be considered bishel. For Shabbos, it's considered bishel. For Basav B'chalav, it's considered bishel. Similarly, for mice, it would be considered bishel. Yeah, clearly in the Rav, it says alfa pi sheheviron min ha'ar v'yoychal achilas arei dekol zman shayat soy ledes ben chashik v'mevashal. So it doesn't have to be actually roischin, which is a bubbling boil. As long as it's still hot, you can't put the oil in there. If you do, you have to take off ma'aser before you eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer l'chol ha'nois nechus min dover sheyesh b'chay mitzvetzir. Put it any place where you want, as long as it doesn't have any chay mitzvetzir, is either brine or vinegar. That's something which is very strong. In the halachas of kvisha and malicha, we see clearly that it has the ability to speed up the process of cooking, even though it's not hot. He says you can put it into any one of these places as long as it doesn't have any one of those two ingredients in there, and then it would be fine. You would not have to take off meiser. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. A good chaydash. Have a great day.